Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. 3 years ago today, Nepal was hit by a series of earthquakes, which killed nearly 9,000 people and destroyed more than 800,000 homes. Today, just 15% of those homes have been rebuilt. I went to Nepal's new National Archive to meet its architect. He thinks his ideas could speed up reconstruction.
My name is Nripal Adhikari. I am a designer and founder of Abari, the firm that specializes in natural materials.
Now, we are surrounded by those natural materials here in the National Archive. All around us, Nepal, a spiderweb network of bamboo. Why bamboo?
It's very lightweight. It can compare to bird's bone in density, but in strength, it can compare to steel. It's an amazing material. We call it God's gift. If you build a structure like this, it sways when the earthquake comes, and then it springs back to its shape.
Can you find bamboo everywhere?
We are fortunate enough to have about 54 species of bamboo, like the tropical bamboo from Indonesia to the temperate bamboo that you find in Tibet. We have bamboo very thin to really thick bamboo, which is like an elephant's leg.
Now, we know that nearly 3 years on, the pace of rebuilding has been pretty pathetic. I'm guessing cost is part of the problem.
It is, definitely. You can make a beautiful two-story house using traditional material for $5,000. And the government, they're giving $3,000 to construct homes, but their regulations are so stringent, it would cost at least $10,000 for two-room house. Because they've come up with this message that all the natural building materials are not strong. You have to pour tons of cement to make it strong according to their standard. And they don't have the skill set. You have to bring workers from India to build homes. Nepali people are like resilient. They know how to build their homes. Now they've become totally dependent. They are still living 3 years after the earthquake in metal sheets.
In little sheds.
It's terrible. Like, if it's cold, it gets really cold, you know.
And we're not just talking cold. This is the Himalayas.
I mean, it's very extreme. People are getting sick. The problems are enormous.
Nirpal Adhikari.